If you've been told to pull up your socks, then make sure it's a pair of TNT socks. The TNT shop is now open at TNTradio.live. Informative and engaging. Rick Munn. Rick Munn on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, here we go. It's Thursday, the 20th of October, 2022. This is Locked and Loaded on TNT Radio, as you may have gathered. If you've just stumbled upon the station by chance, oh, you're in for a treat today. Yes, you're in for a treat. You've got 3 hours. I have 3 hours stretching ahead of me here today, live on air. You can stay for as long as you like, listener, or you can exit the station just whenever you feel like it. You're free to come and go. It's like a revolving door here, a little bit like number 10 Downing Street. They should put a revolving door in there instead of that famous black bomb-proof door with the big number 10 on top of it. But anyway, who do we have on today? Well, it's going to be a good show today. As normal, I have Karen Hunt joining me from California, Los Angeles, California, the City of Angels. She will be coming on live in about 15 minutes-ish, followed by a gentleman called Paul Kudinek from the Winter Oaks publishing company, Winter Oak Press. In the UK, Ireland, he will be joining me for the first time to look at some of the pieces that he's been working on and give us his commentary and thoughts and ideas and what's developing on the world stage right now. And then lastly, we hop back across to the US of A with Dr. Kat Lindley. She will be beaming in from Texas, Houston, Texas, I believe. So we've got Arizona, we've got the UK and Ireland, and then we're back to Texas. And I'm from Ireland, stations in Australia. What more do you want? That's what's called diversity. Okay, diversity. So, what's happening in the world today? I'm just getting warmed up here, so just bear with me. I'm feeling a little bit, you know, tired and stiff. I'm a little bit tired and stiff because I'm getting old. So I'm just going to have to warm up a little bit here. Arizona declines to remove shipping containers placed in gaps along the border wall. Why would you want to put shipping containers in gaps on the border wall unless you wanted to keep something out or someone out of your state? And of course, the Americans have pretty much an open border policy, like Ireland and like the United Kingdom. Anyone can just pile in. Anyone can pile in. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter what you've done. Just come on over. Come on over and we'll look after you. We'll move you around. We might even put you on a bus to Martha's Vineyard, then call the National Guard and ferry you off somewhere else if you're in America. Or we'll just put you up in a 4 or 5-star hotel in the United Kingdom or Ireland. We'll give you a phone. We'll give you a right to work. We'll give you free access to medical care, dental care. We'll pay you money every week. Just come on over. Everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome. So very surprising that Arizona would want to plug a hole in the border wall with shipping containers. Or is it? Or is it? Let's look at Pakistan. We don't cover Pakistan very much here on TNT Radio. At least I don't. But bodies left to rot on rooftop of Pakistani hospital sparks public outcry. And I'm wondering why there's an outcry. Is it because they've put bodies on the roof, or because the bodies that they put on the roof are now decomposing and causing a stink and attracting vermin, etc.? You know, why are people in an outcry about this? There's children being injected, children's hearts being ruined, pregnant women being attacked with mRNA vaccines right across the world. And, you know, the public seem to be accepting of that on the whole. So I'm just wondering why they're in outrage over some corpses left on top of a rooftop on a Pakistani hospital. The world is a strange place. And yes, it's terrible what they're doing in Pakistan. They shouldn't be chucking bodies. It doesn't take much to get yourself a spade and dig a hole somewhere at the very least, and at least bury the corpses. Okay, at least bury them. Don't just throw them on the roof. Okay, the White House is not going to comment after Stacey Abrams suggests abortion can alleviate inflation. Here we have an American politician that says abortion is one way to drive down inflation. Yes, yes, she actually said that. Stacey Abrams actually said that, and the White House is not going to comment. Well, I'm going to be commenting on it throughout the course of today, probably with at least two of my three guests. So that's one to park for further discussion later on in the show. Now, just to make you aware, you probably heard the jingle before the show came on. TNT Radio have an all-encompassing website, tntradio.live. And on that website, you can connect with the presenters or the hosts or the mouthpieces like me. There's a contact form under each person. You can send the station some feedback on how you think things are going. You can see what's happening in your area on our What's On calendar. And you can peruse our back catalogue, our extensive back catalogue that has now racked up millions, literally millions of downloads through Podbean and Spotify, Apple Music, etc. if you search for TNT Radio. And we also have a shop that's just recently opened with some rather tasty TNT merchandise. So if you feel like you want to be a walking advertisement for TNT Radio, or you want a family member to do that, it's coming up to Christmas, get in it, get round it, get through it. Get yourself some tasty TNT merch and help spread the truth. Help be salt and be light in this dark, fetid, corrupt, putrid world by being a representative or an ambassador for TNT Radio.
News you need to start your day.
Updated first thing in the morning.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in the US has granted funding to Boston University for a COVID study. Then it was publicly revealed that the study had actually involved creating a COVID hybrid with an 80% mortality rate. Now a spokesperson, because we have to be careful now, you know, we can't misgender anyone. A spokesperson has said the agency will further evaluate the controversial Boston University Commission preprint study that has killed 80% of lab mice, saying the team involved didn't clear the work with the federal agency. Imagine that. And here to tell us more and discuss this topic in further detail is the rather wonderful TNT News producer, Sonia Bailey. Sonia, how are you?
I'm good, Rick. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm getting warmed up here. I'm a little bit rusty here this morning, and it's very grey and miserable. And
Age? You said you were getting old and finding it a bit difficult to kick off the morning.
I'm 49. I'll be 50 in about 6 months' time. But sometimes okay, I'll feel like 20 sometimes, and sometimes I feel like I'm about 85. Sonia, it's a funny old life.
Well, I think that, you know, this news coming out of Boston University, it's just, it's mind-boggling, it really is. So the short version of the story is that the university was given a grant from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. So they applied for a grant for COVID, you know, sort of testing, trial, clinical studies. They received the grant, they did the studies, and when they released the paper, let's just say it all hit the fan, the public were outraged, and that then prompted the NIAID to say, that's not what we approved, that's not the trial study that we approved, that information wasn't given to us in the application of the grant. So essentially they have removed themselves from association with the actual study. Now what's quite interesting is the US agency that granted the study is run by the ever integrist Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Why don't they experiment on him, Sonia? Why don't they inject him? Why don't they use him as a lab rat? The little, because he looks like a little rat, if you ask me, a little shaved rat, a little hairless rat. Is it not time he spent some time in the lab on the other side of the needle? What do you think?
Yes, agreed. I don't think that would be quite fair that he tests and trials his own things. You know, everything that he approves, he should be the first to receive. So essentially the study that they have done is they took the spike protein for COVID-19 Omicron strain and grafted it to the original Wuhan COVID-19 strain. Mm-hmm. So they have essentially created a mega COVID and were shocked when 80% of the mice were killed as a result. Mm-hmm. Although... Mm-hmm. The person in charge of the study noted that the original Wuhan strain killed 100% of those mice. So I think this begins to beg the question of, is this an ethical study to have in the first place? Because combining those two strains in a lab would not be the same as if somebody was exposed to those two strains, because they're mutating them together rather than catching them at the same time. And then, of course, you have the ethics of why the hell are we testing that in the first place?
This whole business of ethics, okay, you know, I think it's safe to say at this point in history or at this point in the world, we can just throw ethics out the window, because ethics just simply does not apply anymore to medicine. It just doesn't. The concept, the first do no harm, you know, taking care of the elderly and small vulnerable children, babies, mothers in the womb, it's all out the window. And the most unethical, most rancid possible physician, and I use the term in inverted commas, which is Anthony Fauci, is still in situ overseeing and green lighting and, you know, concocting these demonic studies to this day. And I think he's, I might be wrong about this, but I think he's into his 80s now, or at least he's extremely old. I'm moaning about being 49. Mm. Fauci's about 30 odd years older than me, and he's still going at it. You know, what could be driving that man? Because I don't think it's money. Maybe he's just an evil
pure,
POS.
It's pure evil. So there is
it's
to it.
Pure evil. It is, isn't it?
It has to be.
You know.
But what I have found interesting is that Senator Roger Marshall, who is a doctor, issued a statement that such research shouldn't be carried out in densely populated areas where they're essentially combining these diseases to try and create some sort of mega disease and see what would occur. And he was saying that they shouldn't be carried out in densely populated areas because it creates the potential to kill more people than any singular nuclear weapon. And when I heard that statement, my first thought was, well, duh, that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the other thing too. You know, there's a lot of talk these days about the potential for nuclear weapons to be used in Europe, especially in and around Ukraine, Russia. People talk about the massive loss of life that would come from that, and it would if it happens. But the reality is, you know, they're developing things funded in American labs by American so-called physicians. And now we have this gentleman, Senator Roger Marshall, that you mentioned, who is also a doctor, telling us that this research should not be carried out in densely populated areas because it could kill more people than a nuke. Notice he didn't say it shouldn't be carried out, period. He just said it shouldn't be carried out in densely populated areas. So rather than coming out and flat condemning it, he added that little bit in densely populated areas. So what does that mean? Does that mean if it was carried out in, you know, Alice Springs in Australia, would that make it okay?
I'd
because
be
it's not
it.
Densely
yeah, it
populated?
Just, yeah, it makes
the
no
wording's
sense.
Important. The wording's important. When you see these statements, I really do break them down word by word. And the fact that they add these little things in tells me a lot about the people that are actually making the statements.
Telling.
Isn't it? So Marshall has came out as a doctor and issued that statement. And you know what, Sonia, I'll be honest with you. When I read this article and I saw this article coming out and I looked over it, I thought they don't need to develop this monstrous COVID strain, because I'll tell you why. They're already well underway towards their goal of sticking needles in the arms of vast swathes of the Earth's population. And I remember two years ago, Professor Dolores Cahill said, you know, the reality is within 3 to 5 years, most of the people that will have taken these experimental mRNA shots could well be dead anyway. So we have a tsunami of death. I hate to say it, and I might be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong. We have a potential tsunami of death coming our way.
You made a really good point in your editorial just a few minutes ago about the Palestinian hospital. I'm sorry, but if people are outraged at that, there's far worse to come.
Exactly. And that's almost, how would you say, the detachment a lot of people's minds are. They're so detached from the reality of what's actually happening. They're more concerned about corpses on the roof of a Pakistani hospital than they are about what's going into their own bodies at their local doctor surgeries or hospitals or COVID clinics. So food for thought, Sonia, food for thought. And I appreciate you bringing that story up. It was one that I wanted to cover in more depth this week, but I didn't get a chance to do it. So we're doing it today, so thank you for that. And all being well, we'll catch up again maybe tomorrow for more editorial content. That's Sonia Bailey from TNT. I'm Rick Munn, and hopefully we'll be joined in a minute by Karen Hunt from the US of A. So don't go away. Stay tuned to TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Hervoy Morich.
Russia has not yet notified the United States about exercises of its nuclear forces that Washington expects Moscow to carry out soon. The U.S. says Russia will likely carry out test launches of missiles during its annual GROM exercises of its strategic nuclear forces. So, yeah, that's not always, that's not a good thing. That's never a good thing when we have miscommunication between two nuclear powers. They better get that ironed out. We don't want a repeat of 1983's Abel Archer or other nuke scares that could have ended the world. We are definitely living in crazy times.
Hervoy Morich on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
On the day that he was inaugurated, the Washington Post had an article on impeaching him.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
They had an absolute legitimate meltdown.
If you try to change a system that big, the system fights back.
The story behind the biggest election takeover in history.
We're only now being able to finally confirm exactly how this worked.
Mark Zuckerberg and his wife are donating more money to local governments ahead of the election. $100 million on top of a $300 million gift.
The most money any individual has ever spent to win a presidential campaign in the history of our country.
I actually became infuriated that someone had allowed Zuckerberg to tip the scale.
The election was bought way before Election Day.
They stole it fair and square. They changed the voting rules in the middle of the game.
A nation divided.
This was the greatest billionaire assault on election integrity we've ever seen.
A billionaire-funded plot against the president.
Do you believe that they used the COVID emergency as an excuse to pull this partisan voter turnout operation?
Am I allowed to give you a one-word answer? Yes.
Rigged.
It was a rigged election. People have to find out what happened.
At SalemNow.com.
The news everyone is talking about. TNT Radio, where the longer you listen, the more reasons you find to keep listening. Lighting the fuse for freedom. TNT Radio.
Okay, I am very happy to see my old sparring partner, at least verbal sparring partner. I don't want to spar with her for real, because she can throw them fists of hers around, and she's a lot taller than me. She could probably kick the head clean off my little Irish shoulders. By Karen Hunt. Karen, based over in the City of Angels. Very appropriate place for her to be, the City of Angels, or Los Angeles in California, as it's known. She's back on Twitter, and, you know, she's telling a fib or two, and her location she has herself down as Costa Rica. I don't know why she did that. Was it to confuse the IRS? I want to know that. I want to know that. You can link up with her in one of two ways, really. She has a Substack that I would encourage you to go to in the first instance, and the address is khmezek.substack.com, where she absolutely pumps out the content there. She's a very prolific writer and also narrates the pieces. So if you're so damn lazy that you can't even be bothered to read something, she'll actually read it for you. That's the depths to which humankind is sinking right now. We need to read them things. They don't even want to bloody well read them for themselves. But anyway, I'm having a little mini rant. You can also get her on Twitter at Break Free Karen. Break Free Karen. And I hope, Karen, this is the last time. Maybe for a while you'll be on. It's such an antisocial hour. Our clocks go back at the end of October, so it might be an hour earlier from now on. That's not a bad thing, is it?
No, you're right about that. I think that will be the case, yes. However, next week I am going to Arizona, and they don't change the clocks there. So,
no, they don't.
But hopefully, yeah.
It's so confusing, isn't it? It's so confusing. They don't do it in Brisbane either. Everything has to be Brisbane time. Brisbane, 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 Brisbane. Bloody Brisbane is almost like the center of the universe, especially when it comes to our radio. So everything has to move around Brisbane, but we need something constant, don't we, Karen? We need something constant. So Brisbane it is.
Oh, I never knew this before. So now I got Brisbane in my head. I didn't know it was all about Brisbane. I thought
Brisbane and Arizona are the same in that they don't move their clocks. And let me give you another little piece of useless trivia that blows my mind. In South Australia, right? Oh, South Australia have to be different again. They can't put their clock forward half an hour or move it back. They have to go 30 minutes. So they're like 30 minutes moving around while everyone else is an hour, and then Brisbane stays the same. Is it any wonder my brains are fried?
You are the trivia king.
Sadly,
I'm learning so
yes.
much right now.
Oh my goodness. South Australia.
I have a son like that. He knows ask my son anything and he can give you the answer.
Well, listen, let's put all our time zone differences to the side. Let's sweep them to the side here and let's focus in on your good self and what you are producing. And also, listen, LinkedIn with your writing, there's stories that are breaking at the minute, one in which I touched on it briefly in my little editorial. This rancid individual, Stacey Abrams, the White House are not going to comment after she suggested that abortion could alleviate inflation. So here we have an actual a political representative in the US suggesting that, mothers having children that they don't want is ultimately putting a big strain on the mother financially and ultimately a big strain on the American people. It's driving up inflation. And abortion is the solution. They really seem to be pushing the abortion thing at the minute. Biden even said that it's what voters care most about right now, that he wants to focus in on abortion, even though the figures would suggest it's the economy and inflation was about 50% of voters would be focused on that. Abortion, according to polls, is 5%. Why are they twisting it at this point in time? Are they just trying to up their evil ante at this moment in history?
Well, I think that I don't think they care whether they're telling the truth about anything anymore. They just say things, and they repeat them over and over and over again. And I guess there's people who listen, I don't know. And the whole abortion thing, it's horrific what they're saying. And this is Stacey Abrams. She also said that, like a fetus or doesn't really have a heartbeat, so it's not really alive even. I mean, they're saying the most outrageous things, but honestly, this is not what people are focused on right now.
No.
It was in the news. It was in the news for a minute, and it was big news, and then it goes and the next thing comes along, and this is how the news is anyway. These they make a big thing out of something until the next big thing comes along, and then it's that.
Yeah.
So people really don't have a chance to focus. I've been writing so much. I'm like, like going a little bit berserk with my writing. But yeah, because I just wrote this piece called The United States of Schizophrenia. Because we really live in two, and it's not only like that in the United States, it's also like that in, you know, in the UK and Europe and everywhere, where we live in these two separate worlds where, you know, on the one side with the mainstream media, people are getting this, they're inundated with this certain information. And then we've got the alternative media now. And we kind of think in the alternative media that, that it matters, that the news that we're hearing matters. But it actually, I was really tough in this piece to get people to have a grasp of reality, because while everybody thinks that, oh, these revelations are coming out, but they're only coming out to a select group of people who are kept inside this little cocoon now, you know? And the established, what I call now the Biden totalitarian regime, that's just what I call it now, the BTR. They just move on forward with their agenda. And you know, like now, just voting, the CDC voting to add childhood the vaccine, the COVID vaccine to the childhood
vaccination schedule,
list of vaccine the vaccination schedule, exactly. And then there, you know, and then people are saying, well, it doesn't really matter because that's just the federal government, but the states can make their own decisions. Well, I'm sorry, but it does matter that our government does this. You know, it's incredible that people start making excuses. They start making excuses for these horrific things that our government is doing.
And even, I mean, sorry, Karen, even if even if one state, even if 49 of the 50 states rejected the federal directions, even if one state applied it, that's a loss. That means there's a state where children are going to be subjected to this before they can actually attend a school. So I want to pause, actually. We've got to take a real quick news break. And there's two pieces that you wrote, that United States of Schizophrenia, and also the latest one that you've put up, Techno-Eugenics. I want to try and devote a little bit of time to both of them before the hour runs up, in light of some of the news stories that are coming out at the minute. So let's just pause there on that United States of Schizophrenia piece. We'll come back and we'll delve into it a little bit more detail in about a minute on here on TNT Radio. Don't go away.
Matt Boyland here with a look at your TNT headlines. The United Nations is calling for international troops to be deployed to Haiti to bring an end to turbulent unrest that's consumed the small Caribbean island. Britain's cost of living crisis worsened last month, with inflation spiking at a 40-year high, and the United States claims to have intercepted two Russian bombers off the coast of Alaska. Moscow says they were on a routine 12-hour flight and remained in international airspace.
We're the pinup boys and poster girls for free speech. We just don't look as impressive as Vladimir Putin shirtless on a horse. Yeah. 24/7, 365. We never stop sifting fact from fiction, misinformation from the truth. From government overreach to the latest on mandates, big tech censorship to propaganda gone mad. Listen to TNT Radio and get the news and views direct from our expert presenters and commentators anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio, or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
Okay, this concept of United States of Schizophrenia, which you have said applies everywhere in the world, it's not just limited to America. This is something maybe I think I've talked to you about this before, maybe, or at least as a concept, whereby everybody in the world seems to fall into one or two camps now. So the camp that we would be in are looking at the people who are not in our camp going, those people are brainwashed, those people don't realize what's happening in the world, those people are completely dependent on mainstream media for all their information, and they're heading towards the abyss. That's what we would generally think. We're trying to educate them, we're trying to inform them in love with no agendas, but some people are listening, some people are not. So that's us. Now on the other side, and we're thinking those people are in a death cult, they're brainwashed, they're blind, some, you know, use your own type of descriptive terms. But the people that we're referring to, they're sitting looking at us And they're saying the same thing. They're saying they don't believe in science. They're COVID deniers. They don't realize that we're in the middle of a global pandemic. They're reckless. They're unpatriotic. They're misinformation, disinformation, malinformation spreaders. They're conspiracy theorists. They have been brainwashed by certain alternate media personalities. And they're going off the edge of the abyss, or they're going into the abyss. So it seems to be everybody's looking at everybody else, literally, and pointing the finger and saying, you know what, they're deceived, they're brainwashed, they don't really know what's going on. So that really leaves everybody in the position that they could be categorized as a nutter, because we think they're crazy and they think we're crazy. So by definition, are we not all mad?
We're mad in a good way and they're mad in a bad way, you know? So, yeah. I mean, this
But they say the same thing. They say the same thing. That's the
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
Everyone's looking at everybody exactly. with the same mindset. So by definition, we're all crazy.
Exactly. So at this point, I really don't think that the government or whatever cares if you're liberal or you're conservative or whatever, just so long as they have you in your lane, they can monitor, they can surveil you, all of that. You know, it's like the other piece that I just wrote about Twitter X, Elon mm-hmm. Musk, you know, why he wants Twitter is because there's so many different voices on Twitter. So one of the last places that there are actually. Uh-huh. And so he wants to capture all these voices so that, you know, for the data. So as long as they have us, you know, really gung-ho in our little groups and thinking that we're achieving something by talking about these things with one another or whatever, you know, that's fine with them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I think that, I mean, I do so much research on all of this. So I do believe, based on the research that I do, because mm-hmm. I study it so thoroughly, that I do know certain things that are true. Mm-hmm. I don't go overboard on these things. I try to really find the facts based on logic and reason and common sense, not on emotion. And they want us to be driven by emotion. And so mm-hmm. that's what a lot of what all of this is driven by, like pointing fingers at the other side and all of that. So even in a lot of my writing, that's why I try to point these things out. Because we need more dialogue, but they have stopped that dialogue between the two sides, and each side demonizes the other, and it's not good either way. It's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. It's not. And more to the point as well, you know, something else, the other article that you've just wrote and published it on your Substack, khmezek.substack.com. And by the way, if you're listening in here, and you know, there's people listening in and you're not aware of Karen's work, or this is the first time you've heard her speak, please check out her Substack, subscribe to it, support her if you can. She's out there producing large amounts of really sound and super well-researched work. This piece, for example, Techno-Eugenics. And the reason why I want to jump onto this one now is because we can almost apply it to this comment that Stacey Abrams has made that the White House doesn't want to comment on, where you open up with a quote from C.S. Lewis from a piece called God in the Dock. And the quote is, "If we cut up beasts simply because they can't prevent us, it's only logical to cut up imbeciles, criminals, enemies, or capitalists for the same reason." Okay, now, in the same vein, this lady Stacey Abrams is saying that, you know, children should be aborted because they could be contributing to inflation. I say the argument would be, well, there's no one is contributing more to inflation than politicians. Okay, political decisions are being made that are crippling economies and destroying economies. It's not babies in their mother's womb. It's politicians in Capitol Hill, or politicians in Westminster, or politicians sitting wherever they're sitting. They are responsible ultimately for the vast majority of the economic crises that we have. So by definition, should we not terminate politicians immediately by the same logic? If you can terminate a child in the mother's womb because it contributes to inflation, then what's the problem with terminating the politician that made the statement, because they're probably responsible for 100 times, 1,000-fold times more contribution to inflation than them? Can we not apply the same logic? by their own twisted thinking.
But that's, you know, a little bit too much logic for them, I'm afraid.
I agree.
So, you know, but I mean, it's the same thing with climate change and everything. You know, it's shame on you, the ordinary peons, you're the ones that are doing this. I mean, people are going to freeze this winter in Germany so that these, these elites can play their war games and fill their coffers with and become richer and more powerful. And people have been led to believe that they should be virtuous and deny themselves of certain things. Meanwhile, the elite are, you know, flying about in their jets and doing all these outrageous things. And hypocritically, while they say that they want to abort babies, they are creating, they want to create a new race. I wrote another piece called Cool Cannibals, which went into all the harvesting of organs.
You've got the best titles. Yeah. You have the best titles.
No, people cool tell me, cannibals. And you know what? I have a really nice voice, but my essays are really scary. So I always say, if you want to listen to me, read it when you go to bed at night. You know, it's like really weird because I have this nice voice.
It's not a kid's bedtime story, by the way. So you maybe should put a warning on there. Not for children.
I'm a very calm, quiet person, actually, but I can punch really hard. So,
No, but it's all good. But in fact, you see, while you're bringing this up, let me give you a recommendation. The next guy that I have on after you is a guy called Paul Kudinek. And the reason why I'm recommending this, because you write so prolifically and so meticulously, my friend Seek for Truth Indy recommended me this guy who I have on next. And if you don't get writing this down, or you listen back, he can be contacted at Winter Oak Press on Twitter or winteroak.org.uk.
Oh, yeah, I know. I follow him on Twitter.
I've just discovered the guy through Seek, and he just wrote a piece called 1914-1918, The Great Reset, of the First World War, and the breakdown that he did on that, and the psychological elements of that we're seeing playing out now, with shaming people and telling people they need to sacrifice, like munitions workers were told that, you know, you work overtime, you don't get paid, you don't take holidays, it's for the war effort, you know, we'll shame you into going to fighting by giving you white feathers, you're a coward if you don't go and sacrifice your life on the front. A lot of that mentality and a lot of that psychological manipulation and justification for treating people the way they are, I mean, it's nothing new. This is something that's been used repeatedly throughout history. Mm-hmm. And I just think simply at the minute, as you're highlighting in your pieces, they're just rinsing and repeating the formula, but with a different package this time. It's a different globalist package, but the principle's the same.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of who said it. I can't remember at the moment, but they were talking about, like, in the old days, like in the Inquisition or whatever, they were trying to impose on you their beliefs and make you change your beliefs to what they were. But now what they're doing, like, and with my latest piece about, which is about eugenics, they are trying to get inside of you and find out what's in there to take it from you. So there has been a shift in the way that we are abused by the overlords, because now they really want to sort of, like, you know, vampires, extract everything out of it, because they really believe they're at the point where they can find the secrets to life, you know, and this is what they're really trying to do. And in fact, in this piece, I talk about the whole patenting. I've written quite a number of pieces about DNA, harvesting of DNA. And in this one, I go into it a little bit deeper, where they want to patent everything. You cannot patent something that is in nature. But if you turn it, if you twist it a little bit, tweak it, turn it synthetic. They can patent it. They can own it. And this is really what is happening now. And this is sort of a big push with even with the COVID, with everything that happened with the collection of the DNA. We just heard in Texas, because of the shootings there, they are now giving parents DNA kits. Exactly. So that they can, I mean, this is so horrific and twisted and wrong, so that they will be able to identify their children through DNA. But this is not
as if you need to do that to identify your own child. You know, it's like the PCR testing, right? The only reason, you know, the PCR testing was flawed right from the get-go. They ran it. It was never meant to diagnose or be used as a diagnostic tool. Even the person that invented it said the same thing before he died. They were shoving those swabs deep into people's, you know, nasal cavities and deep down their throats, collecting samples of DNA. That's what they were doing. And then they all went off to a lab somewhere to be harvested. That's why they wanted to keep everyone doing them repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. And now, as you've rightly pointed out, harvesting, in fact, this is a tweet that you put up, harvesting the DNA of our children. Texas schools are handing out DNA kits for parents to help identify kids in emergencies. I mean, like, you'd have to be really, really, really badly damaged and burnt to a crisp before your parent, you know, and even then you could use dental records, you know, as has always been the case to identify. You don't need to be providing your DNA, but this is another step down that God mindset that they think they have, where they can get inside people and work out the nature of the soul and manipulate people on a molecular level. Again, this is not something that's new. This is something the devil has been trying and putting into people's heads for thousands of years. This is just the latest wave, but they have tech on their side now, whereas the old hands didn't. We've got to take a quick ad break. We'll be back literally in 2 minutes. I want to develop this conversation a little bit more with you because it's important. This whole DNA harvesting concept, is it a crazy idea or is it what they're actually doing? So we'll look at that in a bit more detail when we come back here with Karen Hunt. Please don't go away.
De-weaponizing weather
with reality and perspective.
The erasing of the medieval warm period is a big deal when it comes to trying to make the global warming argument. The idea that it was just a localized area or region of the world does not make sense if you actually forecast the weather. And you see, that's what goes on with a lot of these climatologists. They don't forecast the weather. For instance, we know when it gets very warm in Europe to look for it to get quite warm in the United States. It's cold in the United States right now, but it's going to warm up in the United States. It's been very warm in Europe, but it's going to continue that way. And same kind of teleconnection occurs with the Far East. When you see typhoons moving west towards Southeast Asia, there's usually a ridge in the southeast part of China. And guess what? When you see typhoons moving west towards Southeast Asia, there's usually a ridge in the southeast part of China. And guess what that does? That makes it warm there. Forces warming into the United States and Western Europe. So when someone says, oh, well, the medieval warm period was localized, chances are they've never forecasted the weather before or really looked at the weather. This is WeatherBell.com meteorologist Joe Bastardi for TNT Radio, asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
While the mainstream media peddles fear, thousands of prominent scientists are speaking out despite a near blackout in the mainstream media. For example, Clintel was founded in 2019 by Emeritus Professor of Geophysics Gus Berghout and science journalist Marcel Kroc. This global network of 900 scientists and professionals make the point that CO2 is not a pollutant. It is essential to all life on Earth. Photosynthesis is a blessing. More CO2 is beneficial for nature, greening the Earth. Additional CO2 in the air has promoted growth in global plant biomass. It is also good for agriculture, increasing the yields of crops worldwide.
Brian Stelter and Liz Cheney gone in the same week.
And that's just the start of draining the entire swamp.
Today's news talk, TNT Radio.
Okay, I'm talking with Karen Hunt here. We veered onto the subject of DNA harvesting. This article that you highlighted, Karen, concerning Texas schools handing out DNA kits to help parents identify kids in emergencies. That's obviously what they're selling it as. They're saying that it's not mandatory, that you don't have to do it. But then again, that's what they said about the COVID death shots. Whenever they brought them out, they're not mandatory. You don't have to have them. But if you don't have them, then you can't go here. You can't travel there. We won't let you into hospital. You can't visit your dying relatives, and so on and so forth. So if none of these things are ever mandatory, they're never really coerced, but they are. So they're saying that these kits aren't mandatory. Could get to the point where they will say, okay, it's not mandatory, but if you don't have it, then your kid can't go to school. A little bit maybe what they're trying to do with these mandating of the COVID-19 vaccines that the CDC have just approved. Can you see this as something that if it is allowed to, how would you say, the concept is allowed to bed down in Texas, that it'll be rolled out across other states, especially because it's targeting children?
Well, yes. And of course, all of these things, how they get people to do them is through fear, again, through raising people's emotions. Uh-huh. So, yeah, if people are fearful enough of, what these horrible things that can happen to their children, they're going to do it. But when I wrote this essay, I was fascinated with a company in China. It's called BGI, or Beijing Genomic Industries. And actually, when COVID first struck, they were all set up to give out the COVID testing. So this Chinese company throughout the world was the number one company that was doing testing. Can you imagine? So all of that, the DNA of those test kits were going to China. And this company, is in China, and it was originally formed in 1999. And it's a test. It is a testimony to the grand schemes of transhumanism. So it has a museum, and in the museum, it has a big hall with a big woolly mammoth there. On the woolly mammoth, emblazoned on the sides of it in English, is the phrase "Preserve our future." But in Chinese, what it means is a bolder message, which is it means eternity or lasting forever, and immortality. And so when you look at it all together, this company, this main company that is collecting, that has collected more DNA than any company, any other company in the entire world, their theme is live forever and never die out. That's emblazoned in their company. And they believe that within 10 years, they will sequence the DNA of every important plant species. Within 20 years, they will sequence every human on the planet. And within 30 years, every form of life. Why? Why are they doing this? This is the question, obviously, that we must ask. And because whoever owns the DNA, whoever has the biggest database, basically controls humanity at this point. That's what it is. And so I wish, parents, when they just go along with these things, I mean, that's why I write, essays that are in a little more depth, so that that you can see the bigger picture and why this is happening. Because we can, have some reason for stopping it, rather than just, I'm scared of that. Being scared on either side does you no good. Having knowledge and the reasons why it needs to stop, that's what's important. That gives you power.
Yeah, that's it. Knowledge is power. Information is power. And that's what everything is a shift towards these days, with regards to your, harvesting your online habits, harvesting, where you go, where you shop with loyalty cards, your DNA. They want to know everything they can about you. And even this week, I saw, I don't know that it was leaked. It was certainly recorded. It was Elon Musk sitting talking about his fondness for the WeChat app over in China. And he basically said, people live on this app. They literally live on it. From they wake up in the morning until they go to bed at night, they live on it.
Were you reading my essay?
Is it on it? I haven't seen that part yet. Yeah. But this was a clip.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wrote. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this was a clip that I saw. Yes, I just saw a video clip briefly last night before I went to bed. Oh. And that's the summary of what he was saying. He said, you know what? We don't have that. We don't have that in the West. And what he did say was that this X app or app X that he wants to develop, he said his purchase of Twitter will accelerate that. And again, you referenced it earlier on, love it or hate it. There's a lot of, you know, alternates to Twitter. You've got Gab and Parler and, you know, Truth Social, but they're not at the same level. They're clones of Twitter, whether you like it or not. And, you know, they do have a lot of information on Twitter, but a lot of people, their DMs, who they're connected with, how often they post, what they post about, what their political views are, what their views are on society in general. How much of a data mine is that for our Elon when he buys it to accelerate the process of the apex on which we will live?
Yeah, well, I don't know why people go on and on about Elon Musk. I mean, he wants to absorb Twitter into X. I think that's what if he goes through with all of this, I think that's eventually what he would do. And also, I've read some other things where people have said, you know, it makes total sense for him to do this. Twitter is like a stream of consciousness of everything that's out there. What better way for the man who has this company Neuralink, who wants to drill holes into your brain, install microchips in your brain, and connect you directly to machines, to AI, because he's fearful that AI will, you know, if we don't catch up with AI, they're going to overtake us. He himself has said that it's like letting the demon out of the box. You know? So what's his solution? Let the demon out of the box, you know?
Yeah, let it out. I want to try and control it, and I want to try and be its handler, and I want to try and manipulate, let it operate within my parameters. But again, this is just men, just simple men who are trying to play God, or they have a God complex. They want to be like Bill Gates has it, he's a pathological liar and a psychopath. You know, he wants to control everything. He wants to be in control of everything. He's getting old, right? He's going to die hopefully soon because he's causing nothing but pain and misery to the people of the world. He's not going to stop his own death. He can't. He's not immortal. He's certainly not immortal. And I want to believe that, you know, if he dies, I don't know where he stands with God, I've a fair idea, but he's going to stand before the God, the King of Kings someday and give an account of his life. And then he will be judged and he will be disposed of accordingly. And there's no amount of tech and there's no amount of money and there's no amount of power on this earth that is going to change that. But they're selling this concept to, as you mentioned, the whole business of immortality. And, you know, that people... If you fear death, I don't fear death. I don't think you fear death. But for those that fear death, if there's a solution to death, or at least something that won't make it seem so dark and final and scary, well, then, of course, you're going to have a market for a product. And even this week, we were talking about some cryogenics firm and America's freezing bodies in liquid nitrogen. They've been doing this for quite a while. And they said, you know, we'll resuscitate, we'll revive you, thaw you out whenever we've got the tech to give you everlasting life. And of course, there's people that are signing up for this because they fear death and they believe in the lies that they're being told by these cryogenics companies. Just a marketplace, isn't it? It's just a big marketplace.
Yeah, it is. And again, it goes back to how many patents do I have and how much money can I make off of my patents, you know? But you know, I think when Steve Jobs died, you know, I did a piece on that and it went into some of his history. And I think that when that happened, these other guys kind of woke up. It was like, wow. You know, he's we're mortal. Mortal. He died. Yeah. He died. You know, powerful
died young
person
of cancer.
Created Apple.
And, and, but he couldn't stop that. Couldn't stop it.
Nope. Couldn't stop it. And how frustrating must it be to be the to be the richest person in the world and know that, you know, you can't take it with you. You're going to die.
Can't.
And the emptiness, you know, I feel the fear from these people. Uh-huh. You know, they are driven by fear. And so because they are driven by fear, they want everyone beneath them to feel even more fear, you know, than they do. And so the whole thing. And so when you don't feel that fear, that really drives them crazy. They can't bear it that you're not fearful the way that they are. Like if you say, you know, to say, we don't fear death, you know, we see the truth, and they want, and the truth is what is dangerous.
Sets
the
us
truth
free.
Is dangerous
that's
for
what
them.
Sets
exactly.
us free.
Exactly.
And they, because they're liars and they're of their father, who's the father of all lies, they can't get their heads around this concept of truth. And I must say, as we wrap this up, most of these globalists that are pushing all the Soroses of this world, the Schwabs of this world, the Rothschilds, and so on and so forth, the Gateses, they're all getting on in years. They're very Fauci. They're all very advanced in years. They must be very conscious of their own mortality at this point, and also of the fact that, for example, if they are diagnosed with something horrible, and I don't wish death on anybody, but it'll come to them. It will come to them. If they're told, excuse me, Mr. Gates, you have a stage 4 brain tumor or a liver tumor, we can't do anything about it. You've got 4 weeks. There's nothing he can do about that. No money, no influence, no power, no patents, no nothing is going to change that. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Deep down inside, they're just frightened little men appearing as big, powerful men. But we are the ones with the power because we know the truth. Karen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you again. I wish we had a little bit longer, but we don't. I'll let you scurry off to bed and get some sleep now. I'm going to continue on with the show here. Speak to you soon, and I hope you have a nice sleep. I'm Rick Munn. That was Karen Hunt. I'll be back after the news with
Thank
more
you.
Of the same here on TNT Radio. Goodbye.